Residents of coastal Newfoundland, Canada, have a pretty amazing view out their windows. The blue North Atlantic Ocean fills most of the frame. But the other day, some massive, and I do mean massive, objects floated into view. Icebergs. We called up the mayor of Fairyland, Newfoundland. The mayor's name is Adrian Cavanaugh. Mayor Cavanaugh, you've already been out for a stroll this morning along the shore. What did you see?
Well, the iceberg was there and everybody was taking photographs there. It was on just the left-hand side of the island. It's just off the coast. And people are still coming now and take pictures of it. And it's been the same here almost every year. Sometimes you'd have, you know, lots of ice and icebergs. So other years, you might get the odd one. But, you know, it all depends on the weather and the wind direction.
How big is this iceberg?
Well, it's hard to say, but you get two, say three houses together in a row. That shows you about what the size of it is, right?
And of course, that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, they're down below. There's probably eight or nine times that, you know, down below, right?
Have you lived in Fairyland your whole life?
Yeah, pretty well. Yeah.
Is this pretty typical that these kind of big icebergs kind of float into view every spring?
Well, this time of the year, like, you get all the ice coming down from Greenland. It comes down along the coast of Newfoundland, and usually then it veers off into the Gulf Stream and takes it offshore from there. But if you get the northerly winds, northeast winds, you get the same ice and same icebergs. It'll come up around the point and it'll come up along the southern shore.
So this iceberg will eventually float away and break down and melt somewhere, or does it just kind of float back up to the Arctic? Where does it go?
No, it just floats. It floats off then into the Gulf Stream, and eventually it'll crack up and, you know, flounder and just be small pieces.
On the icebergs, do you see any seabirds or wildlife?
Not on this one here, this particular one, but a lot of the ice that come down there, you know, you sometimes you see seals and. I don't know how many years ago now, but when the pack ice came down, a polar bear came in on the pack ice, came into the community itself.
Ooh.
That happened in several communities along the coast of Newfoundland this winter, that the polar bears came ashore and they take them, you know, the wildlife will tranquilize, take them and bring them up north so they can head back to their to their home or whatever.
A lot of tourists there are taking pictures of this big iceberg. What are the kind of colors and contrasts are in those pictures?
You know, like, depending on, you know, the time of day and the sunshine on it. And there's a few pictures there where they were taken in the evening and that with the moon over top of the iceberg. And there's some really nice photographs. And also, like, with the community in the background and things like that, it's, it's a photographer's delight to see something like this, I guess.
Adrian Cavanaugh is the mayor of Fairyland, a town in the province of Newfoundland, Labrador in Canada. Thanks a lot.
All right. Drop down here sometime. You might get to see one yourself.
Or you can head over to our website. You can see pictures of those giant icebergs off the coast of Newfoundland at PRI.org.